federal agency is in the final stages of gathering environmental information about the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The debate comes down to more jobs versus the long-term effects of increased gas drilling. Concerns about safety and damage to the environment were pitted against a desire for economic development during a meeting at Bridgeport High School earlier this week. 18 people spoke in favor of the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline project. 14 people spoke against it. Safety was on Tom Bond's mind. The pipeline's proposed route is about a mile south of his property in Lewis County.
What concerns me about this is that local fire departments are not equipped to take care of a hazard like this.
The Atlantic Coast Pipeline, or ACP, would be 42 inches in diameter, carrying 1.5 billion cubic feet of gas per day. Bond says pipelines that big are fairly new in the U.S. Because the ACP will operate at up to 1,440 psi while carrying such a large volume of gas, he says the potential for disaster is not being properly considered.
The blast radius is supposed to be something like 1,100 feet, about a quarter of a mile. That's what happens if there's no ignition. If there's ignition, then the singe radius goes out to about a mile.
Another Lewis County landowner offered a different point of view about safety. David Layton works in the pipeline industry. He says there are more than 2 million miles of pipelines in the U.S.
They have been proven to be the safest, most effective way to transport our energy needs.
But Layton went on to say that the infrastructure is aging and needs to be upgraded.
If these gas companies want to build new and safer pipelines to carry their product, then we should support them.
A common theme of those in favor of the pipeline was its potential positive economic impact. Many said that oil and gas development has allowed more West Virginians to get jobs and stay in the state instead of having to leave after school. Woody Thrasher started an engineering business in West Virginia 32 years ago.
On a local level, I can tell you at our company, this economic development is real.
He says his company, the Thrasher Group, hired 200 people in the past 5 years. He says it wouldn't have been possible without the oil and gas industry.
The vast majority of those people are either new graduates from West Virginia University Engineering School or Fairmont University Engineering School, or they're people that worked out of state and finally had an opportunity to come back home.
Several people who live in the fracking fields of Doddridge County said the jobs and energy security the pipeline would bring aren't worth the cost. Many worry that if the project comes to fruition, there will be an exponential rise in fracking.
We are at risk 24 hours a day, every single day of the year for this industry.
That's Doddridge County resident Christina Woods. On top of the ACP, Doddridge residents are concerned about another part of Dominion's plan, the Supply Header Project. It entails building a 36-inch diameter, 39-mile pipeline from Wetzel through Doddridge and Lewis counties to Harrison County. The goal is to supply the ACP with shale gas from Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia.
And now once again, we're being asked to take on more of their risk. We, as West Virginians, we deserve better. We deserve better than to be a sacrificial zone for the profit of the extractive industries.
The ACP and header supply projects are still in the pre-filing stage of development. FERC Environmental Project Manager Kevin Bowman ran the meeting in Bridgeport. He's in charge of the environmental review process. He said Tuesday's meeting was the last chance for people to give verbal comments during the pre-filing stage of the pipeline projects, but written comments will be taken until April 28th. He said once Dominion formally applies to build the lines, there will be more opportunities for people to give their input. According to the company's own timeline, that will likely happen in late summer. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.